think we can persuade you to pay after all. I want you to listen to a little recorded conversation. Can you hear that all right? That's right, it is you. Do you recognize that other voice? That's right. And do you remember the basic content of that conversation? Wait a minute, I want to hear this part again. Oh, Mr. Beadle. Now, Mr. Beadle, if you're interested, we have 96 hours more. Oh, I think blackmail is such an ugly word. Let's just call it a vicious threat. Well, how very nice. It's been a pleasure talking with you. We will await your check. And Mr. Beadle, there's no reason on earth for you to feel personally persecuted. We may be the only phone company in town, but we screw everybody.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
What is a bikini?
Official state symbols for 800, please.
Any state in the 48 is great.
You're so right, Jane.
So let's appreciate that any state is a reason we should celebrate. Carry on, Betty.
You know you really rate in any location throughout the nation. Happiness can be found.
From border to border, the things are in order, so tip your hat to your home ground.
See that little twinkle up in the blue.
Old Glory set aside a special star for you. So take a trip and it will demonstrate.
That's an awfully big word for you, Jimmy.
That any state in the 48 is great.
There's the Hoosier State, the Buckeye State, the Badger State and the Hawkeye State.
And how about Louisiana, a part of Americana?
Betty, they'd be back in Louisiana at Mardi Gras time.
Jimmy, that's Mardi Gras. The S is pronounced ah, as in pâté de foie gras, vichy soir.
Well, in that case, let's go sit on the gras and have a glare of sassafras.
Well, that's better.
Thank ya. Any state in the 48 is great,
great, great.
So let's appreciate that any state is the reason we should celebrate.
Well, let's celebrate. You know you really rate in any location celebration throughout the nation.
Happiness can be found
around. From border to border, the things are in order. So tip your hat to your home ground.
There's the Lone Star State, the Granite State, the Empire State, and Magnolia State.
Georgia,
Washington,
Arkansas, Idaho,
Texas,
New Mexico.
And how? With a cattle freely roaming.
If you're looking for a place to make your home in,
why not Wyoming?
The Bluegrass State,
Cotton State,
the Golden State,
Sunflower State.
See that little twinkle up in the blue.
Old Glory set aside a special star for you. So take a trip, and it will demonstrate.
Jimmy, I think you convinced me.
That any state in the 48 is great.
What is Psycho?
What is an acronym?
And now, our second sketch, Acronyms and Terms Defined. The setting, in the break room at Rose City Park Station.
Can't catch me, wahoo!
Come here, Reese.
Not a chance.
Come to me, Andre.
Hold it, Sasha. Hold it. Remember what Sullivan said.
I can't eat you?
That's right, and?
Introduce postal terms and acronyms?
Yipper.
All right. Here's first term, lobby sweep.
Simple. Let's say a post office lobby has a customer overflow. The super-duper lobby scooper is engaged and sweeps them out. Sasha, your acronym to define is TE.
TE is Treadmill Edition Mail Carrier. Next term for you, Deadhead.
It's not a Grateful Dead fan. It's a redhead that hasn't washed her hair in a month. Kind of like you.
I wash hair after every meal.
Really?
Your pheromones make mouth water.
Wahoo! So they do. Last term, defined male coffin.
Last resting place for dead male. Letters endorsed as dead.
We get the picture.
Magazine mail carriers kill. Two fingers, a cross throat carrier endorsement.
Enough already. Listeners, most of the terms and acronyms used in this program are defined at letterlands.com under glossary. So where were we? Oh yeah, can't catch me, centipede.
Run for life, roach.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wrapped up the initial radio obituary for Alex Trebek. That was an old archive program from 2016, I believe it was. And I want to thank everybody who participated in that episode. It was nice to hear, in addition to just everyone else, it was nice to hear the voice of the chairman of our board in the New York office, Sweet Joe Silver. That was nice. But now we're going to get to the rest of the radio obituaries. So let us move along to the post-initial radio obituary for Kim Massey, the American blues and soul singer who performed mostly in St. Louis. She just passed away at 63. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Radio obituary is for Dave Hall, the American radio personality voted one of the top 10 LA radio personalities of all time. He was known as the Hullabalooer. He got that nickname while working at WONE in Dayton, Ohio, when a woman wrote to him from a hotel outside of Dayton to say she couldn't stand all that hullabaloo. When he read that Webster's defined hullabaloo as a tumultuous outroar, he decided to use that as his nickname. The Hullabalooer. He's best known for his role in The Greatest Story Ever Told when he became close with the Beatles during their 1965 and 66 American tours. During that time, he taped approximately 14 interviews with the band and planned, along with Bob Eubanks, the 1966 concert at Dodger Stadium. He was yet another of the honorary fifth Beatles. Here's this story. Well, the Beatles always liked drinking Dr. Pepper before and after their concerts in America. Apparently, that beverage was not available in England, and they wanted to call their new LP record Dr. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Story goes that Dave Hull was the one who told the Beatles that they would be in one big lawsuit if they used the name Dr. Pepper's in the album title, so at Dave's suggestion, the title was changed from Dr. Pepper's to Sgt. Pepper's, and the rest is history. That's according to Bill Earle. Dave Hull just passed away at 86. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Could I have a couple of words with you? I'd like you to tell me exactly what's exactly the matter with your throat. I understand.
Nothing.
In the news conference, you said that you were returning to University College.
Only because they want me to go in and have a mountain case. They start causing me any more trouble. It's just a safety precaution.
It is?
Yeah.
Is there any?
Yeah, believe me.
What do you think of Paul McCartney?
Oh, I like him. He's quite nice, you know.
Here?
Once you get to know him.
Is it true that Pete Best was going to sue you at one time?
No.
It is not.
No, believe me, it's not.
It is not.
Honestly.
True? What about
what can he sue me for?
Well, I didn't think he could either.
He can't. Well, he wasn't going. I haven't heard about it anyway.
I see.
What you seem to hear more over here than we ever hear in England.
Well, so much of it is false.
Yeah.
What exactly are you planning on, when you plan on returning, do you know where you're going to stay yet, Ringo?
We're in England.
Here.
Oh, no, I don't know.
How are you doing, Dave?
You don't know us yet?
No.
I see.
I never know.
I see. Go ahead.
Thank you. Come in the plane, I'll sit down.
Paul, I want you to talk to you for just a second.
Quick, Dave, quick.
Right. Can I get a couple of words from you concerning, could you step around in here?
Yeah, just go.
What about your stay here? Have you decided where you're going to stay? Is it going to be a home?
I'm not sure whether it's going to be here yet, you know, but not really sure yet, no.
Is your father alarmed in any way about the amount of letters that have come from California that I'm responsible for?
No, he loves it. He sent them in thousands.
Concerning Jane, are you engaged to her in any way?
Nothing, no. Right. She's my girlfriend, not engaged, not married, divorced, nothing, you know. But
what about, there's been rumor that you are residing at the Wimpole address with the Asher family.
There's so many rumors that have reached America, you know, about us, which are just completely untrue. That's another of them. She's just my girlfriend, you know, and I take her out when we're in London. That's all there is to it, really.
What about your next picture? Is there going to be a part made for Jane Asher in it?
No.
John, could you answer me a couple of questions about A Hard Day's Night? Did you make up the title of A Hard Day's Night?
No, Ringo did.
People send him ill.
Was it Ringo that made it up?
We can't.
Yeah, he said it accidentally.
Back into public
he did?
Health
what about In His Own Right? Which one of the stories is your favorite?
Act 1, Scene 3.
Act 1, Scene 3?
What about I like that?
Sad Michael or No Flies on Frank?
Well, they're earlier, you know, ones. I like the...
Do you consider yourself a little twisted?
No, not really.
Not really? Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with me. And
it's a pleasure. Buy the book, folks. It's not really twisted. It's good fun and happiness.
A couple of other things, too, concerning you and your wife. I asked you this once before when you were here last time. Is your wife expecting a child now?
No, she isn't. They keep writing about it in these damn fool magazines. Damn fool, I say, and I repeat it.
Yes.
Damn fool magazines, they keep writing stories about how she broke it to me and all that. I'm not having a baby. She's not having a baby.
There's a
baby.
That you are leaving the Beatles. Is that true?
That's another silly, you know. I don't know where to start. Oh, very funny, old Riggs. Goodbye.
Goodbye. George, I wonder if I could speak with you for just a moment. I'm Dave Hull.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
how are you? Thank you so much.
Yes,
I've had several conversations with your mother and father.
Yeah, I believe you have, yes.
Has your mother asked you any questions about the amount of letters that she's been receiving? She's been mostly kind, as you know, in answering them.
Well, I do know that now, as I don't often get back to Liverpool. In fact, it's the same with both of us. And the times we do get back to Liverpool, we spend just seeing our families.
You do get a chance to see your mother and father?
Yeah, occasionally. Oh, yes. And if I can't go up there, they come down to see me wherever I am.
Oh, they do get a chance to see you then.
But my parents have been very good in answering letters.
The best.
And I know she said, my mother said that she's had a lot of letters. In fact, more letters from California around this area than any other place.
I'm responsible for that, and I hope she's not upset in any way.
No, but, you know, she enjoys it, she likes it, and she likes all the kids who write to her, and, you know, she appreciates it.
A lot of kids have asked me about Patty Boyd, George. Are you engaged?
No, not engaged, not married, and no plans of marriage.
Paul, how are you?
How you doing, Dave?
Fine. Okay. Paul, I'd like to ask you a question about... I understood
that
there was...
Dave? Hey, listen, I've only just found out about you. You're the fellow who's giving away all the addresses.
Yes, I am.
I thought you were a nice bloke. I'm not speaking to you for that. Go away.
Listen, whose fishing poles were stuck out the window in Seattle?
Whose
fishing poles were stuck out the window in Seattle? There were two fishing
George
poles...
George and Ringo's. Paul.
Were they? Did they catch anything?
Are you really the fellow who's giving away the addresses?
Yes,
have you heard
I am.
About this man?
Yes.
What about this man?
He gives away all the home addresses of everyone.
Oh, really?
What do you think of
I'm
a man
I'm a rotten
like that?
Guy, aren't I?
Listen. Yes.
Oh, no, I'm not really.
It's not a nice trick, Dave.
What is your favorite part in A Hard Day's Night?
A bit bathtub. In the field.
Oh, mine too, but what about the bathtub?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind that, but I prefer the bit in the field.
Was it true that some of the stuff was spontaneous, John?
All the bit in the bathtub was. The idea wasn't. They just run it, and I just had to do whatever I thought of in the background.
What about the other fellas? Did they do things, too, that were spontaneous?
There's quite a lot of it spontaneous, only you can't really, because you've got to do so many takes, even if, say, the four of us are there, and one of us thinks of a gag ad-lib, you throw it in, and then but something in the background was wrong, so you've got to do it again, so they're not ad-lib at the end. We stuck quite a lot to the script, you know, some of the gags were us. Oh, the director, you know, he threw quite a bit into.
John, may I ask you, it's been rumored that the next film that you are preparing to write now, have you started writing the next film?
No, I'm not writing it at all. You know, it was just a night that started because I had a short story at home, which I thought would make a good film if it was rewritten. Mm-hmm. And that's how it got round that I was going to write it, you know, but I haven't got time. I don't even think I could anyway.
Well, it's been rumored that it's going to be filmed in Hollywood. Can you tell us whether it is or it isn't?
No, it's definitely not being filmed in Hollywood. It'll be done in England. It's cheaper. And, you know, it saves us going away from home as well.
John, tell me if you've yet moved into your home in Surrey.
No, I haven't had time. The place is empty. You know, there's no furniture. It needs decorating and walls knocking down and things. It's nowhere near ready. I'll be in next year, probably.
You will be?
Well, I hope before. It depends. That's the longest it'll take, you know, to fix it up.
Okay. And, John, they said that you had moved to Empress Gate. Are you moving out of there and into the Surrey home? Is that it?
I've moved from Empress Gate, but not into the house, you see.
I see. Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, sneaking on the planes, eh?
Shh, don't say that.
They caught you, though, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Did you think of the title of A Hard Day's Night?
Yes.
How did you do it?
I don't know. It just came out. We went to do a job, you know, and we worked all day, and we happened to work all night, and I came out still thinking it was day, I suppose, and said, it's been a hard day. Looked around, it was dark, and said, night. And so we came to A Hard Day's Night.
What about your throat? I understand you're going back into the hospital this fall for a throat operation. Would you tell us about it?
I'm just going to get them out. You know, my tonsils, there's nothing the matter with them now. They've cured them, but all they're worried about is if they can go again, you see.
Some magazines have said no.
It's finished, you see.
What about your father's horse?
What
Drake's
about
Drum.
It? Yes?
Drake's Drum. Are you planning on entering Drake's Drum in races in the U.S.?
Well, I see. It's nothing to do with me, you know, because it's my dad's horse, and I didn't buy it for myself. I bought it as a birthday present for him, so if he fancies entering it, you know, let him. Good on him. He's doing okay, though. Won last time out.
I know. And he came in second on the first time out?
Yeah.
Well, then you've had two places in two starts.
Yes, very good it was.
Then you're in no way connected with Drake's Drum at all?
Well, I mean, I bought it for my dad, but I'm not. It's not mine or anything, you know.
All right.
I have a bet on it.
Do you really?
Yeah, sure.
Beautiful. What about your favorite part in A Hard Day's Night? Which one was it? Can you recall?
The favorite bit of it? The field, definitely.
The field.
Yes.
Very good. That's my favorite, too. What about any of the other parts? Can you think of the...
Ringo's bit was the bit I liked as well. You know, I like the field best, and then all Ringo stuff. And, you know, with them playing Ringo's theme over it, This Boy.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, why did they choose This Boy to be Ringo's theme? Was it his favorite, Paul?
Well, I think he likes it, you know, as a song, but it was just it fitted in, you know. That was the main point, really.
Ringo.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
It's me again.
It's you again, I know.
Yes.
It's you again. What now? What?
I wanted to ask you one question, a personal question about Maureen.
Maureen?
Yes.
Maureen who?
Cox.
Oh, yes.
Yes. She is performing duties as your private secretary, is she?
No.
She's not.
It's a load of rubbish, really, you see. We had an interview together, and because she's given her job up, you see, the reporter said, well, what are you going to do? And I sort of said, well, she must probably end up working for me. And then so there was this headline, you know, Ringo's new secretary, but she hasn't done anything yet. I haven't seen her for quite a while, actually, you know.
Oh, is that correct?
Yeah. We're not going sort of steady or anything, you know. It just happened that I met her, and I thought, well, would you like to come away, you know, because it's no fun if we go on our own. We can't just sort of go out and, you know, with girls and that. We can't sort of go to dances or clubs or that, you know. And we went away, and we were chaperoned anyway, because the captain of the boat and his wife were on board, so we, you know... All the magazines in America say, you know, sort of unchaperoned, ho, ho, ho. But we were chaperoned, you know. It was nothing sort of...
Are you looking forward to seeing any particular part of Los Angeles or Hollywood while you're here? I mean, other than the fact that it's been rumored that you're planning on or wish to see Disneyland, have you thought about anything?
No, we didn't plan it all. I don't think we even wish it, you know. I mean, I never thought of going to Disneyland. We may go there, but I've never, you know, thought or said, well, let's go to Disneyland. I didn't even know it was here, actually. But, we go to the places, and then you never know what happens, you know. We may go to a club or something like that, but we've nothing planned.
How would you find the audience in Canada compared to the American audiences? Are they somewhat the same?
They're the same most of the world over. It's only Paris where they're different when you get your more fellas... And girls, you know.
That's in Paris?
In Paris, yeah.
What, do they have the same acceptance, though, even though the crowd is different?
Yeah, but instead of a scream, you get a roar, you know, instead of, you get,
George? George, there's a couple of questions I'd like to ask you. Are the Beatles planning on visiting Disneyland? Do you
Disneyland?
Yes.
Well, I don't think so. You see, if we did suddenly think, let's go and see Disneyland, we'd make quick arrangements and go there without letting anybody know, because if we said now, yeah, we'll be going there on Monday, then there'd be thousands of people there and we wouldn't see it anyway. But as far as we know, we haven't made any plans to see it.
I see. What part in the movie did you like the best, A Hard Day's Night?
I like the the bit in the field.
Yes, that, very good.
On the screen, I like watching that bit. I think that bit's the best.
Yes.
But I don't know about making the film. I don't know. I think I enjoyed the scene in the bathroom.
With the John in the
top. Yeah, that's making it. But just as of in the film, I prefer the bit in the field.
I see. But I do want you to please convey my best wishes to your mother and father.
Okay.
Please do that.
I will.
Thank you. Before you leave?
Don, you coming with us?
No, not this time.
Why?
I wanted you to say goodbye to the hundreds of thousands of people here in Los Angeles.
Well, goodbye, and we've had a great time. It's been fab being here.
Okay.
Great place you got here. Hope to come back.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are at the cleanup radio obituary for Mesa Suno, the member of the popular Japanese rock band Akiko N. She was their guitarist and songwriter for the four-member female band. Mesa Suno just passed away at 29. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Monday, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128
to the radio obituary for Johnny Bush, the American country music singer, songwriter, and musician, who was best known for his distinctive voice and for writing the song Whiskey River. It was a top 10 hit for himself and then became the signature song of Willie Nelson. He was especially popular in his native Texas. Johnny Bush just passed away at 85. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My life has nothing but sorrow to share. I've searched, but I find there's no one to care. I know all my days are destined to roam as I go along in my world all alone. I'm so lonely in my world all alone. I wish I had a sweetheart of my very own. Happy with all my love to share, on whom I can depend to always
I love you. The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms are reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize that I was only dreaming. Well, there's a garden and there's a sad old padre. Arm in arm, we'll walk at daybreak again. I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
This is Patrick Jivas and Mauro Pagani from PFM. You know, so much creativity were killed by heavy drugs, and it's a pity for each minute of our life.
I'm sure that everybody deserves and needs more than illusions.
Just believe in yourself. Don't let them kill you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Margaret Nolan, the English actress, visual artist, and glamour model, best known for her appearance in Goldfinger. She played the role of Dink, Bond's masseuse, but she was also painted gold and wore the gold bikini for the title sequence, advertisements, and soundtrack cover. She also played a role in The Greatest Story Ever Told by playing a role in A Hard Day's Night with the Beatles. She was hanging around Paul's uncle a bit. She was also in Ferry Across the Mersey with Jerry and the Pacemakers and many, many other movies. Margaret Nolan just passed away at 76. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tell me that you love me, baby. Let me understand.
be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. Wow!
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Gerald Gardner, the American author, scriptwriter, screenwriter, comics writer, story editor, and producer, active from the 60s through the 80s. He wrote 22 episodes of The Monkees, 11 episodes of Get Smart, and was a senior writer on the live broadcast of That Was the Week That Was, the NBC television series of topical satire. He also produced The Red Skelton Show from 70 to 71, and was the co-writer of the Disney motion picture The World's Greatest Athlete. Gerald Gardner just passed away at 91. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I asked to be or not to be, a rogue or peasant slave is what you see. A boy who loves his mother's knee, and so I asked to be or not to be. So hear my plea, I beg of you, and say you see a little hope for me to fight.